banks of a river,
looking for a place to cross.
Well, he cast his eyes on the raging billow,
looking for a place to cross.
Wondered how he'd make the journey,
looking for a place to cross.
Then the sky turned dark and he shook and he trembled,
looking for a place to cross. Looking for a place to cross the river,
looking for a place to cross.
Well, this river's mean and they call it Jordan, looking for a place to cross.
The old man saw someone in the distance,
looking for a place to cross.
He had feet like brass and his eyes like a fire,
looking for a place to cross.
He seemed to have no fear of the river,
looking for a place to cross.
Now then the man declared he's a drawing nibber,
looking for a place to cross. Looking for a place to cross the river,
looking for a place to cross.
But this river's mean and they call it Jordan, looking for a place to cross.
Well, the old man said this must be Jesus,
looking for a place to cross.
And before he died we all heard him
whisper, I'm just looking for a place to cross.
Well, I found me a way to cross the river, I found me a way to cross.
Sweet.
He'll take my hand and he'll lead me over. I found me a place to cross. Jesus is the way to cross the Jordan. Jesus is the way to cross. He'll take my hand and he'll lead me over. Jesus is the way to cross. Jesus is the way to cross the Jordan. Jesus is the way to cross. He'll take my hand and he'll lead me over. Jesus is the way to cross. Jesus is the way to cross. I found me a place to cross.
Found my place to cross.
Found me a place to cross.
Oh.
I found me a place to cross.
Jesus is the way to cross.
Looking for a place to cross. That was music by the Wilburns, and welcome to Gospel Time. I am your host, Dave Rigg, and during this hour, it'll be my privilege to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ in song. And the music continues now. Here's one from the Crab family, Where We'll Never Die. You're listening to Gospel Time.
This world is not our permanent dwelling. We have a better home on high. Our days on earth have all been numbered, but over there we'll never die. Someday soon we're going over to a land beyond the sky. Goodbye to passing loved ones and felt the hurt death leaves behind. But if our hope is placed in Jesus, we're going. Yeah.
cry.
One of the toughest experiences we go through in this life is grief, whenever we lose a loved one or a dear friend. But Jesus has promised us in His Word that there will be no death, no dying in our presence with Him. After this life is over, when we go to be with Him, we will never experience that grief of death again. Praise the Lord for that, huh? Here's a song now from the Melody Trio, Poor as a Beggar, but Rich as a King.
You may look on my appearance and say that I am poor. I must agree, I don't have much in this world. You could come a little closer and somehow look inside, you would see a hidden treasure. It's gold and silver, it can't buy you happiness. When you lay upon your pillow, it can't buy you peace and rest. As for me, I've laid my treasure in that home beyond the sky, where He's building me a mansion that cannot buy. Oh, and I've got joy in my heart, and I've got peace in my soul. Treasure that can't be bought with silver or gold. In this life I have little, oh, but in Jesus
Muse, Linda Jones, and R.L. Jones, the Melody Trio from Roan Mountain, Tennessee. Now more gospel music, this time from Kirk Talley. This is called If He Hung the Moon. You're listening to Gospel Time.
In the beginning of time, He was the Creator. Into existence He spoke the heavenly blue. And with one mighty swoop of His hand, He threw out the stars. He knew where they'd land. So if just drifting along, then I have good news. And if He hung the moon, I know He will help you. And if He holds the spell
weighs hard on your shoulders, and even your closest friend in life is pulling away. Though you have tried so hard and lost, there is still hope. Look to the cross, there you will see just how much the Savior really loves you today.
The Bible tells us that the Lord created the heavens and the whole universe and all the planets, the moon included. And the Bible also tells us that He takes care of something so seemingly insignificant as the sparrows. And if He can do the majestic things as well as the little things, then we know that He will take care of us as well. Amen. Amen. More gospel music, this time from the Bishops. You can't ask too much of my God.
When David gathered a handful of stones, and where the soldiers had fallen, he waited alone. With a prayer and a little rock, the giant fell right on the spot. Well, that's what David prayed for, and that's what David got. No, you can't ask too much of my God. No, you can't ask too much of my God. There was a woman drawing water from a well. She had so many regrets, so often she'd failed. But Jesus knew where she had been, still He forgave her of her sin. And her life began to flow, living water for the soul. No, you can't ask too much of my God. No, you can't ask too much of my God. When you're broken and you cannot find the peace of mind that seems to leave you behind, have you spoken to the God of my God? Upon the three Hebrew children God smiled, and when Sarah was 90, God gave her a child. Now I believe that just as then, He's here to move like that again. He
has a miracle to do. He only needs to hear from you. And you can't ask too much of my God. No, you can't ask too much of my God. When you're broken and you cannot find the peace of mind that seems to leave you behind, have you spoken to the God of Abraham, the great I am? He's greater than any problem you've got. And you can't ask too much of my God. No, you can't ask too much of my God. I can't ask too much of my God. No, you can't ask too much of my God.
You are listening to the Gospel Time Radio Network.
Help! This man needs help!
Step aside, I'm a doctor. What seems to be the problem?
I think he's having a heart attack.
Okay, it appears this man is still breathing, which means he still has a heartbeat. I'm unable to help him until he stops breathing and his heart ceases to beat.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure, I'm a doctor.
You would never trust your health to someone who merely claimed to be an expert. We require proof that they know what they're talking about.
Is his heart still beating?
Yeah.
Then let's give him a few more minutes.
Are you sure you're a doctor?
I took an intensive 8-hour course on culinary resuscitation.
That doesn't make you a doctor.
Have you ever breathed the breath of life into a lifeless body?
No, have you?
Well, no, not yet. Give me a minute.
Yet when it comes to spiritual matters, people listen to many self-proclaimed experts. Jesus rose from the dead to prove his authority. Who are you following, and have they risen from the dead? A message from Lifeline Productions.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Early in the city of Jerusalem, roses were covered with dew. His friends had all come together, feeling afraid and confused. The past 3 days filled with sorrow. Hours went off and they cried. The last time they'd gathered together was at a tomb with the Lord sealed inside. They spoke of the joy and the pleasure, treasures he brought to their soul. They spoke of the healings and the miracles. It now seems such a long time ago. They remembered the last time they saw him. He was lying in a cold, dark tomb. But meanwhile, in the garden at sunrise, victory had shattered the gloom.
Meanwhile in the garden, the tomb he laid in was empty at the first light of day. And the only reminder of his presence were the grave clothes left where he lay. Meanwhile in the garden, two angels were waiting for Mary to tell her the news. And the only one left crying today is Satan, defeated and bruised. Yes, the only one left crying today is Satan, defeated and bruised. Meanwhile in the garden at sunrise, victory had shattered the gloom.
Tony Gore and Majesty. That's called Meanwhile in the Garden. Now here's one from The Roops. This is called Under His Wings. You're listening to Gospel Time.
My way was filled with danger. The enemy had singled me out to do me wrong. And when he drew near, my heart filled with fear. Then I heard someone dear calling me to his side. And I ran under his wings. And the enemy still looks for me, but what he can't see is that I'm under my Lord's wings.
Under his wings.
Thunder rolled, dark clouds hung low. I was out in a storm, shivering the coldest land, no safe retreat from harm. And there blew strong winds, would this be my end? And then I heard my friend calling me to his side.
And I ran under his wings.
The storm still rages, but in the rock of ages, I'm resting warmly here under my Lord's wings.
Under his wings. And there he covered me, and now I can see.
Brenda Roop and her two daughters, Valerie Roop Ellenberg and Kim Roop, and they are from Inman, South Carolina. That's their song entitled Under His Wings. You are listening to the Gospel Time Radio Network program. I am your host, Dave Rigg. Glad to have you tuned in today. Here's one now from the Steels. This is called I Got Up and Went.
When the Spirit said come, I got up and went. There at an altar of repentance I knelt. While Jesus passed by, lifted the burden of sin from my life. I stayed right there till the battle was done. Then arose up a shouting that the victory had come. I remember the time when the Spirit said come. I got up and went. I did not go when the singer had sung. When the offering was taken, I did not come. When the preacher had preached, I stayed in my seat, stiff as a bone. When the choir started singing, just as I am, I did not
not budge. I had taken my stand. Then something happened that got both of my feet walking right down the aisle. When the Spirit said come, I got up and went. There at an altar of repentance I knelt. In a little while, Jesus passed by, lifted the burden of sin from my life. I stayed right there till the battle was done. Then arose up a shouting that the victory had come. I remember the time when the Spirit said come, I got up and went.
Well, I do not remember what the sermon was about. Can I remember the preacher's name? I have my doubts. But I remember the time when the Spirit of God spoke to my soul. He called me by name and he listed my sins. Said, child, you must be born again. I fell on my face, felt amazing grace. How sweet the sound.
When the Spirit said, come, I got up and went. There at an altar of repentance I knelt. In a little while, Jesus passed by, lifted the burden of sin from my life. I stayed right there till the battle was done. There rose up a shouting that the victory had come. I remember the time when the Spirit said, come, I got up and went.
The Steels, I Got Up and Went, and we're going to have to get out of here because the Gospel Time Network program is going to take a short break. But now, folks, don't go away because I have more gospel music for you right after this.